In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Oh my goodness. You're like the Sunday school kids. Let's try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bravo. Yeah, very good. Okay, so it is really a blessing to see all of you this morning. I was thinking about what I was going to say today, and I came across this story. And before I tell you the story, I'm going to tell you why I liked the story so much. So some of you who were at the Young at Heart lunch, you learned something about your priest in terms of the types of foods that he really likes. One of the things that they had on the table there were potato chips. Oh, Father Larry loves potato chips. You present the chip and I will eat it. I don't care if it's a tortilla chip, if it's Lay's, whatever. It could even be a kale chip. And I will eat it. Yeah, I love potato chips. So I came across this story about a little girl who shares her love for potato chips. And it's a story that her father tells. So there's this little girl that has this kind of ritual, I guess, right? And every time she goes to the church picnic, the first thing that she does is she goes over to the snack table. Because it's at the snack table that they have all the potato chips, right? So she gets her plate, and she piles it high with potato chips. Now, if you have a plate of potato chips in front of you, what is the first thing you're going to do? You're going to eat one, right? So she starts eating them while she's walking, and inevitably, what's going to happen? It's going to fall. Yeah, a potato chip is going to fall on the ground. So the little girl has two choices, right? Her first choice is to leave it alone. Her second choice is to try and get it. Well, she loves potato chips, right? So what does she do? She reaches down to pick up the potato chips, and every time, guess what happens? All the potato chips land on the ground. So the dad tells that, the next thing he says is, there's two lessons that you can learn from this, right? The first lesson is just to leave the potato chip that fell on the ground. But the second lesson, he says, and this is the real lesson, because this is what we do in life many times. Because there's two ways that you can live. You can either count your losses, or you can count your blessings. What the little girl did was, she was counting her losses. And when she did that, she dumped all of her blessings. Because she was so focused on that one chip that she forgot that she had an entire plate full of chips. She forgot that there was a table in the corner that was full of chips. But she was so focused on that loss that she didn't see everything that she actually had. My friends and my family, today we heard this very important lesson about 10 lepers. 10 men who were healed, and only one of them came back to count his blessings. Today it's important for us to consider this, to think about how we can do the very same thing. So this morning we heard from St. Luke in his gospel, and we have this story of these 10 lepers who came out to see Jesus. And they didn't just come out to see him, but they began to yell, right? And the first amazing thing about this whole story is that these 10 men were actually out in public. Because I think we've heard before, and we've talked about it before, that when you had leprosy, you weren't allowed to be out among other people because it was very contagious. So the first thing that they did, though, was that they were extraordinarily brave. Right? They were courageous to go out and to seek after Jesus. Not only did they seek after him, but they yelled, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us." The first lesson that we have to learn from this is that we are called to do the very same thing. If we are in need of Christ, then we need to do what? Go to him. But go to him persistently. Go to him without stopping. Go to him not worrying about what anyone else might say when they see you, but going to him, making sure that you are persistent. And the next thing we see is that Jesus sees them and he says, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Now here's another thing that's important. These men had to take courage again, because now they had to go and show themselves to the priest. For what reason? Well, you only go to the priest if you have leprosy when you are healed. But they weren't healed yet. But they went anyways. And because of that, what ends up happening? Every single one of them began to be healed. as they were going to the priest, as they listened to what the Lord told them, they received their blessing. The lesson here is that it takes time, right? And we have to listen. We come to Jesus and we keep coming to him, but we're not always going to receive everything automatically. It's a process to be healed. It's a process to continue coming to Christ. It's a process to receive these blessings. But once they received it, then what happened? One person turned around. One person remembered to go back and to give thanks to Jesus. And the scripture tells us that he falls down on the floor. He falls down on the ground and he thanks God, thanks Jesus. And Jesus says what? He goes, were there not 10? Only one, he says, a foreigner, someone who wasn't even a Jewish person, only one came back to give thanks. My friends and my family in Christ, this is probably the most important part of this. This is probably the thing that we all need to really pay attention to. Because this was more than him just saying, you know, thank you, Jesus, for healing me, right? This was more than just politeness. But this is a man who began to live with this type of gratitude. And that's exactly what we have to do as well. I want to leave you with one last thought. When I was preparing for this, I did a Google search. And all of you can do this as well, because I think we all use Google. I mean, I do all the time. So you just Google gratitude, right? And if you Google gratitude, you're going to get all of these articles. And these articles that are going to come up are not, you know, from anywhere. They are from prestigious organizations, right? And what do all of them say about being grateful? What do all of them say about counting your blessings? They all say that is how to have a healthy life. That is how to take care of your anxiety. That is how to take care sometimes of depression. That is how to get a little bit more sleep. When we remind ourselves of the many blessings that we have, when we remind ourselves that God is ever present in your life, you just need to open your eyes and see it. And when you do, don't forget to thank him. When we live these kind of lives, we feel better when we do it. So today, my friends and my family in Christ, as I look around this church, I am grateful. I am grateful for all of your faces. I am grateful to see all of you here in this church today. And I pray that as you continue with this liturgy, that you can do the same thing, that you can count your blessings, think about the many ways, no matter what is happening in your life right now, no matter if things are great or if things are challenging, try and see where God is working in your life and thank him. Thank him today in this liturgy. In the name of the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.